I want to ride my Hi, it's Mike, it's McCoggan here on Audio Boo, listening to, like, who is Richard Hubbock on Audio Boo? Oh, I should say, oh, one word on Audio Boo. Sorry, Rick. Rick was talking about getting out on his new road racing bike. It is his lovely and very generous wife, Sarah, along with her brother, bought for him to get him out there onto the road. You're mad, Rick. It's the wrong time of the year to start. But it made me think, because Rick was talking about how he was determined to get out there even though the weather was dreich. And all he wanted to do was just get out there and cycle. But he came back with, you know, the dreaded lurgy in the chest. He caught a chest infection. And, you know, I have been a keen cyclist all my days. I cycled everywhere since I was a wee boy. But for the past 2 and a bit years, I've been off the bike. Not that I haven't ever ridden a bike, but it's been short trips, you know, for messaging or delivering a couple of letters or something. A few miles there, a few miles back. But serious mileage I have not done for a long while. I can't even remember the last time I did a 10-mile run, which to me should be like, as they say, a wee jaunt in the park. But the thing that concerned me more than anything was Rick coming back with a chest infection. And I do procrastinate about getting back on the bike. The reason for that is, or the main reason for that is, or reasons are two. I suffer from white finger, which most of you will have heard me talk about. And so when your hands are static on the handlebars out front in the wind, even with decent gloves on, my fingers are probably already white before I start cycling. But even if they're not, they're go white very, very quickly, and it's very difficult. And if you put really big thick gloves on, then you can't control the gears. It's just, it becomes like trying to wind a watch up with oven mitts on, something like that. That was a good analogy, wasn't it? But the other thing is, because years ago I suffered an extremely bad bout of chest infection colds, Every winter I get to the stage where if I do take a cold, the first thing it does is it dives down into my chest, you know, like a gopher finding its way quickly down into a deep hole and hide away for weeks. Well, that's what the cold infection does for me. So if I go cycling, I can end up with the same thing when I come back if the weather's been even cold, never mind dreich. Because the worst thing you can get is cold and dampness. Because while you're cycling, you're exercising, your lungs are pumping harder, and you're pulling in all that miserable cold air. And if it's damp as well, yeah. 9 times out of 10, if you don't take a serious chest infection, you're going to feel terrible the next day for 2 or 3 days. And that's exactly what Rick got. And that's the other reason I don't go out my bike. The cold in general doesn't bother me. I have all the appropriate clothing. So I even had spats, rubberized spats for my cycle shoes so that they don't get wet or don't get muck or crud on them. But also, it keeps the temperature of your feet up while you're cycling. And the rest of the stuff keeps my body warm. I've got a wind buff that goes over my head, which keeps my head and my ears warm. The unfortunate thing is with these wind buffs, and I don't know if Rick's got one or not, I can pull it up over my nose and mouth so that it warms that air up as it's coming into your lungs. But I can't do it because I wear glasses. I have to wear glasses all the time. So what happens is your glasses steam up with the hot air coming up through the buff because it rises. And it rises through the wee gap at the side of your nose, hits my glasses, and condenses immediately. So it's like driving in heavy fog. So the best I can do is to pull it back down and cover my mouth. But then again, I'm a nose breather. So it defeats the purpose. There's no way around, man. So basically, I do procrastinate getting out on the bike, but there are those two serious issues which stop me going out in bad weather. Even on a summer's day, like our summer last year, which was extremely cold, windy and dreich, I'd ended up with the same chest infection that Rick got. So I don't want to give it a chance. It just lays me low for weeks. And the white finger doesn't help, so there you go. But I do empathise with Rick getting that chest infection. I know he was determined and probably a bit stubborn to go out, but, you know, that's your nature. He didn't want to give in, and it came back and bit him. Not in the arse this time, though, but in the chest. So he'll have to be off the cycling now for a wee bit until he gets that lifted. So there you go. Cycling, yes. I'd love to get back on my bike. But, oh my God, you know, for some sunny Californian, Florida, whatever, Australian sunshine. just enough to warm the air and take that chill factor away. And I'd be out there pedaling away, my wee legs going 10 to the dozen and whistling. Yes, cycling makes me whistle. It's brilliant. Anyway, yes. Cycling. I want to ride my bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite.